AM. We're going to talk some college basketball, a little bit of NBA with Kevin Lehman, the coach, coming up. Dave Koken from Las Vegas. Also, Reggie Harris, the general manager for the Cedar Rapids River Kings, also going to join us on the program today. That and a whole lot more. It's Gym Class for a Thursday on KGYM. Welcome into the Gym Class here on KGYM at 3 past 3. We are presented by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blairs Ferry Road and C Avenue, Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Family owned and operated, and locally owned and operated as well. And they are the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program here on KGYM. As I mentioned, we got a great show coming up. We're going to talk in just a couple of minutes with Kevin Lehman, the coach. Talk a little bit about Nick Nurse. Kevin, a very good friend of Nick, so we will talk with him about that. And just talk a little bit of college basketball as well, because there's been a lot of news, obviously, since the last time we talked with Kevin. So we'll do that coming up on the program here in just a little bit. So we've got the NBA Finals coming up tonight for you on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM. Game one between Toronto and Golden State. We've got Twins baseball. We'll join it in progress down in Tampa. Two good teams going at it as the Twins and the Rays get ready to go at it. Butt heads here. We got the Memorial going on. Yep, Tigers playing. Tigers not leading. And we've got women's NCAA softball going on. A lot of people interested because of local product Amber Pfizer from Benton Community and Van Horn pitching for the Golden Gophers of Minnesota. And right now, bottom of the second inning down in Oklahoma City, it is UCLA on top of Minnesota by a score of 2-0 as they play down in Oklahoma City. So I would imagine a lot of people in Eastern Iowa that don't normally root for the Golden Gophers, rooting for the Golden Gophers for the weekend. Wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. She's had a great year, a great career, actually. And the Gophers coming into the tournament, seventh seeded, UCLA, the second seed. So Minnesota knew it would be a pretty challenging go. But she's just been tremendous. And it's one of those things, how she got out of the state of Iowa, I don't know.
Former regime down in Iowa City.
Yeah.
And
three Iowans on that Minnesota roster, actually.
Doing a very fine job. 319-366-1600. That's the Hurteen & Stocker Jewelers text line. Hurteen & Stocker Jewelers, located on the Ped Mall in Iowa City.
You mentioned Tiger Woods pursuing his 82nd career PGA victory, which would tie Sam Snead for the most of all time. He opened the Memorial Tournament today, birding, I think, three or four of his last five holes.
A couple par fives.
Finished 2 under and currently tied for 19th in the first round of the Memorial Jacks tournament, where he's done very, very well. Ryan Moore, your leader at -7. Zach Johnson, Cedar Rapidian, not playing this week.
The other news of the day coming out of Iowa City, well, actually nationwide, is Fox Sports came out with some of their football games are going to be broadcasting on the college side this fall. So that trickled down to FS1, which trickles down to the BTN, which trickles down to putting out some of your game times for Big Ten schools. And we learned a handful anyway, of the start times for Iowa football games this fall. Iowa will kick off with a night game on August the 31st on FS1. As they will host the Red Hawks of Miami. That's Miami of Ohio, folks, not the U. So that will be a night game at 6:30. September 7th, the Big Ten opener will be an 11 o'clock game against the Rutgers Scarlet Knights in Iowa City, also on FS1. The Cy-Hawks series, Iowa and Iowa State, 3 o'clock on FS1. Let the speculation begin if game day will show up on that particular afternoon and morning over in Ames. Probably the one you got to watch out for is UCLA in Oklahoma. That is the night game on Fox Sports. And that one, if UCLA, Oklahoma should be ready to go and should be undefeated. UCLA is the wild card. If they go, if they get wins in their first two games, I think you're going to see game day down at the Rose Bowl for that particular one. But that's fine. October 5th at Michigan is an 11 o'clock game. TBA on the television network. October 19th, the homecoming game in Iowa City against Purdue will be an 11 o'clock kickoff on network to be determined. October the 26th at Northwestern at Ryan Field will be an 11 o'clock kickoff. That also to be announced. And the finale, the Heroes game against Nebraska and Lincoln, 1:30 kickoff on the Big Ten Network. Big Ten Network has a provision where they can pick a game on one weekend and trump everyone else except for Fox Sports. That's the one they pick. So they think Iowa-Nebraska is going to have some salt to it coming up on November the 29th. Mm. So that's why the BTN picked that one up. So there you go. Start times for Iowa football.
More to come later. We've got several games not yet determined for starting times. Those will be picked up later. Maybe another night game or so. But the Penn State game on October 12th at home, at Wisconsin in November, home against Minnesota, home against Illinois, those games in November, all TBA.
That is correct, probably depending on how things go for the teams out there. As I mentioned, going to give you an opportunity to pick up tickets to see Hairball at Veterans Memorial Stadium. We will do that on the program before 4 o'clock today as well. But we mentioned we have tonight for you right here on KGYM. We're going to bring you game one of the NBA Finals. Is Toronto taking on the Golden State Warriors. Fifth straight year, I think Golden State is in there. By the way, it's subject of our poll question at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway.
It is indeed. How will the NBA Finals end? We give you six choices: Golden State or Toronto sweep, Golden State in five or six, Toronto in five or six, Golden State in seven, or Toronto in seven. Go ahead and vote. Thanks to Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Visited Emil's last night. Still dang good.
Dang good. Did you watch the Blues?
It was on.
Yeah.
But also the weather was on.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I had one eye on the Blues and one eye on the weather. Half an eye on the weather and an eye and a half on the Blues last night as they tied things up against Boston. Kevin Lehman set to join us right now to talk not only about college basketball, because we've had a lot of things happen since the last time Kevin was on with us, but also a little bit about the NBA, because Kevin, I would wager to guess, one of the top folks in Eastern Iowa that knows Toronto coach Nick Nurse, 1985 grad of Carroll Kuemper High. Nick Nurse was not the guy on that Carroll Kuemper team, was he, Kevin?
No, you're probably talking about a guy named Brian David.
That's right.
That went on to play for Lute Olson at Arizona.
That is correct. He was Mr. Basketball in 1985 for Carroll Kuemper.
If I believe, Scott, and you might check this, I think Nick might have been the male athlete of the year that year because he was All-State in basketball. I know he was the quarterback in the Shrine football game, and I think he also may have pitched in the baseball All-Star game, and I know he was an excellent golfer.
Yeah, he was. I think you're right on that. But he was a very good basketball player, too, obviously.
Well, we always gave him a hard time, guys, because his vertical jump was like 17 inches. And we would say, you have the lowest vertical jump of any Division I player in America. And the story I remember is we were playing Cleveland State, and back in that day, Cleveland State had it going with Mouse McFadden. Do you remember Allen Robinson that played for the Spurs?
Oh, yeah.
Well, his little brother, I think it was Kenny Robinson, was playing for Cleveland State, and this guy was like 6 foot, but had like a 40-inch vertical. Couldn't shoot a jump shot, but he could dunk all over you, and Nick was guarding him. And I kept telling Nick, I was in charge of the guards when I worked for Elgin. I kept saying, keep backing up, give him room so he can't go by you. And during the timeout, Nick looked at me in the eye and he goes, Coach, if I back up anymore, I'll be standing underneath the net.
Nick Nurse, head coach of Toronto. And Toronto wasn't bad when it got rid of Casey, the previous coach. But then the ownership turns to Nick Nurse. And, you know, these coaches get recycled all the time. But I brought in Nick Nurse. Why, and what's your relationship with Nick?
Well, you know, Nick had a previous relationship with the owner of Toronto when Nick coached in England. And he had, he went to England after coaching at Grandview. He's assistant at South Dakota. Went over there as a player his first year out of UNI after he was a grad assistant for us, and then went back years later and actually managed and owned a team and coached England in the Olympics as an assistant coach. So I didn't think we'd see him come back. And then he got that job with the Iowa Energy, Mark, and that really, I think, was his niche. I always thought Nick was going to be an outstanding college coach. And I knew him well because he lived across the street from me.
That's right.
He would babysit my three kids, Austin, Calvin, and Grant. If I had to run out and do something, he'd come across the street and play in the driveway with them, play hoops with them. So I think he got his big break. He won that championship with the Energy, and then he went to Rio Grande Valley, which is affiliated with Houston, with the Rockets, and he won another championship there. He had Royce White from Iowa State playing for him, and that really got the attention of these NBA people, and that springboarded him to where he's at today.
Yeah, it really has. And, you mentioned the fact was your neighbor I'm not going to ask who had the better jump shot or anything like that, or who won the driveway battles, because I don't want to humiliate Nick like that. But could you tell when you knew him as a player, etc., that he had the mentality to be a coach at this level?
Well, you can always tell he had the mentality even as a player. He's just one of those guys that everyone rallied around, and Scott Mark, he saw the big picture. He wasn't only about what was going on with himself and his matchups, but he could see the big picture. And I think Eldon Miller mentioned this throughout the entire game and what was happening now, how it was going to affect the game later. But I'd be lying to you guys if I said, hey, I foresaw Nick Nurse being on the NBA bench and coaching for the world championship. I would never guess that, even though he was a great basketball mind.
Coaching in the NBA, as you know, Kevin, is different from college. What is it in Nick Nurse that has made him successful?
Well, Mark, I would say number one is his relationship, ability to form relationships, to get people to trust him. And he's one of those guys, you have friends like this. I don't see Nick a lot now, but if you see him, I ran into him, it'd be like we saw each other last week. He's just one of those guys that you would just pick up a conversation. You talk about mutual friends in basketball. Just one of those types of guys. And it doesn't have a big ego. Very humble guy. He's from a big family in Carroll, Iowa. 9 kids. He's the youngest of 9 kids. So I think his humility, his ability to relate to people, and I think what he excels at in basketball, Mark and Scott, is that he finds what a person's strengths is. And great basketball coaches do that, and they let those people play to their strengths. I was around him a lot when he was with the Iowa Energy and watched how he did his tryouts, how he picked his teams, watched his teams play, went to many of his drafts. So he could really, what was fun for me is to watch him grow and develop. See, I still think of Nick as like a 22-year-old living across the street shooting hoops in the driveway. The guy's like 52, 53, and he's coaching for an NBA championship now.
Yeah, just crazy. Kevin Lehman joining us here. We talk a little NBA. We also should talk some college basketball as well, because, boy, a lot of things. The faces of Iowa and Iowa State have changed a ton since the last time we talked to you. Iowa doesn't have Isaiah Moss. We knew they weren't going to have Tyler Cook. Now, pretty good likelihood they're not going to have Jordan Bohannon. Now they're looking at the transfer portal. So, man alive, things have changed in Iowa City.
Well, they certainly have, and we've seen that change happen a lot at Ames. But Fran has been so stable with his lineups and with his rosters. And this was the year, I think, coming up that when Bohan and Cook, the rest of that crew were freshmen, had such high hopes for them because they, you know, they had a great year then and obviously struggled with the sophomores and came back last year. But this is going to, they're going to be plugging some holes here and going to lean on some people with a lot, don't have a lot of experience, and that you and I, an average fan, don't know much about, such as C.J. Frederick coming in and the guard, Joe Toussaint. Of course, Pimsel and Nungy are back. I kind of think the front line can survive this. And but Bohan in that backcourt, you know, he was the big shot maker for the Hawkeyes. So who's going to step up and do that? Wieskamp, Connor McCaffrey, obviously a bigger role. So this will be interesting, a real challenge for Fran and his staff to get this team on all the same page.
Two questions for you. There seems to be talk back and forth about Patrick McCaffrey playing next year. Fran has kind of said we'll have to wait and see, so he's going to have the final say along with the McCaffrey family and whatnot. And if you're Iowa, do you go out now, even though it's a little bit iffy as far as the transfer portal, and try to find a guard to bring them in, whether it be a point guard, a combo guard, or a shooting guard?
Well, I think you've got to look in this day and age, Scott. The basketball's changed so much. You know, guys will stay for 4 years, and that transfer portal is huge. We've seen teams make some real runs by doing that, and you know, Iowa State, one of them. And Fred Hartbrick now at Nebraska, what's he going to do over there? So I think Fran has to look, but you know Fran McCaffrey, we all know him so well. He's going to look for a good fit. I don't see him taking chances on somebody. And you know, I had this discussion with Mike Colasso today. If you look at Fran's record here, his players have not gotten any trouble. I mean, Peter Jock on a moped about was the worst thing you have. So he has really recruited high-character guys that fit together as a team. So I don't look for him to disrupt the apple cart and bring in somebody that might be a little bit iffy character-wise. So if he goes that way, it's going to be the right fit.
First game next year, Kevin, who do you expect to be the starting point guard, or will it be by committee?
Well, I certainly hope it's Jordan Bohannon, but this sounds like a very serious surgery he's going to have on his hip. So I think if that doesn't come to fruition and he's not able to play, I think you're looking at Connor McCaffrey out there. I have not seen enough of C.J. Frederick to see how good his point guard skills are. And I think when you lean on a freshman like Joe Toussaint to come in and run your team as a freshman with a lot of experience, that's putting him in a tough position. I'd rather see him come off the bench and play that point guard position in that situation.
Iowa State, we knew the three seniors were leaving. We didn't know about Horton Tucker. Didn't know about Cameron Lard for the most part. Didn't know about Wigington. They're gone. They bring in a transfer from Penn State who may or may not get to play this year. We'll have to wait and see on that. They have the Colorado State transfer coming in. It's going to be, it's really going to be a different look for Iowa State.
Well, they lost a huge amount of points when you go through that roster with those guys leaving. And also, you know, Mario Shayok, who's having making a pretty good run, may get drafted. I think the surprise there, guys, is Lyndale Wigington is not on any draft boards. You know, and that's that case where Shudia left last year, and he's still going to stay in the draft. I'm going to be interested to see and follow and see where Wigington ends up, if he can get on a summer league team and make a team, or what's going to happen in this situation. But we've seen Steve Prohm do this before, where he's built a team in the offseason and filled the holes. But this is a big challenge they've got at Iowa State, because, like you said, some guys left that we didn't expect were going to. I thought Cameron Lard might be around for another year, and I kind of questioned Horton Tucker, but these draft experts, they say he's going to be a late first-round guy.
Kevin, this day and age, is it better? And I'm thinking about players like Cook and maybe Wigington and Lard, who I doubt they'll get drafted. Is it better to play in the G League or overseas?
I think, Mark, to answer that question, you can make more money overseas if you get with the right club and the right league. And when you look what's happening out at the G League, that's built for those guys for the two-way contract.
Mm.
And those other guys, I think it's tougher if you're not on those two-way contracts to make it to the parent club, because those are the guys they've got money invested in. Monte Morris is in that situation. I think Mitri Long was in that situation. I think if you get in those two-way contracts, you got a shot. Otherwise, you may be beating your head against a wall there. And, you know, Aaron White's making a great living overseas.
Yeah.
A second-round draft pick. I really think you're going to see more and more people do that because there's some big money over there.
87 underclassmen, the final total, by the way, going into the draft. That doesn't include seniors. That doesn't include all the overseas players. So a lot of folks going to be playing overseas or in the G League. So nothing new.
Your point there, Scott, is we forget in that first round, how many of those guys are overseas players? There's usually about 10 to 12 or almost a dozen of them.
Yeah.
They take up a lot of spots in that first round. So that shrinks smaller and smaller the amount of guys coming out of colleges. And here's another point, you know, kind of what you said, Mark. Are you better to go out after your freshman year? Lindo Wigginton, a perfect example. Maybe Tyler Cook. Because the notion now is the more those NBA guys see you, the more they see your warts and your liabilities. And maybe you're better off if you've got the chance to come out for that first year.
Yeah. Well, root for those Raptors tonight, Kevin, and we'll talk to you as we get closer and closer to the basketball season.
Well, I'm going to weigh in on your poll question. I'm taking the Raptors in seven.
Oh, wow. That'd be a heck of a series. I think people would like that.
I got one more Nick Nurse story. Now, he lost his mother this fall. She passed away. And he made the comment that shot that went in to beat 76ers by Leonard, that bounced around the rim. He said, I think my mom was up there and kind of tipped that one in.
She might have.
True.
It's only a four hopper off the basket, I think. Yeah.
It had to have some help from above, didn't it?
I think so.
Hey, Kevin, appreciate the time. Thanks.
All right, guys. You have a great one. Enjoy watching the series.
Thanks, Kevin.
We will. Kevin Lehman, the coach, joining us here at 324. We're going to take a break. Come back. Dave Koken from Las Vegas will join us right after this here on KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
At Trex, we know there's a place for wood in your backyard. We recommend the fire pit. But when it comes to choosing the right material for your next deck, look no further than the superior beauty and durability of the number one name in outdoor living. Trex decking delivers the look of wood without all the work and the worry. So make sure your next deck is built with Trex.
Find Trex decking at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander. Visit either location in Iowa City.
The family kickoff to summer is back this Saturday. Tanager Place Summerfest. All the fun is from 3 to 6 with over 50 free activities, including the General Mills Make Your Own Cereal Tent, Eddie's Rod and Custom Car and Motorcycle Show, Craft Tent and STEM activities, and so much more. Bring your family to Tanager Place Summerfest this Saturday at the Collins Aerospace Sports Complex on Collins Road across from Norridge Park. Generously sponsored by General Mills, Collins Aerospace, Master Tool and Manufacturing, and Diamond V. Details at tanagerplace.org.
There's one.
I see it.
Another.
See it. Didn't see that one.
Potholes are just waiting to damage your ride. If you hit one, it can mess up your alignment, shocks, struts, and suspension. So if your vehicle has a disagreement with a pothole, have Linder Tire take a look at it. They can make sure it's all right or fix any problems that annoying pothole caused. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty and Grinnell. See them at lindertire.com.
.327, back with you on the Gym Class on KGYM. Going to give you an opportunity to pick up tickets to see Hairball here in just a little bit before 4 o'clock today. 1999 was not the year that the Blues won a game in the Stanley Cup Final. They had never won until last night.
Yeah, Steve Kane, our sales manager, said they were 0-12.
Yeah.
In history, in Stanley Cup final.
Well, no.
Oh, 0-13 maybe, yeah. I don't know.
They lost game one.
Yeah.
Before winning last night. Dave Koken set to join us right now. We're going to talk some River King indoor football coming up in just a little bit as well, and get you updated on some more sports. But Dave, of course, smokingkoken.com, at Dave Koken. That is his handle as far as the Twitter is concerned. And he joins us from Las Vegas. And the Blues fans, we're a happy bunch here in the Midwest after the win last night.
I guess so. Boy, I mean, that was a great performance, especially in light of how much they got dominated in game one. I mean, you look at the first game of that series, and it's like, wow, how is St. Louis ever going to beat this team? They can't get any. They couldn't control Boston's transition game. They're kind of a zone-to-zone team themselves, and it just looked like a bad matchup. And they went out and played a fantastic game last night. And now it's the Bruins that are going to have to adjust as they go back to St. Louis. Looks like it's going to be a really entertaining cup final.
How big of a factor is home ice in hockey, especially in the playoffs, Dave?
It's less of an advantage in hockey as opposed to any other sport.
Oh, okay.
I would take that.
I won't say it's meaningless, but it's pretty close.
Yeah, I would take that. The Blues changed their entire MO last night. Well, they went even more physical. As far as the Bruins are concerned, and that I thought that was a big thing. Now they're going to wait to see what Boston's going to do to counteract that, and so now it's going to get fun.
Yeah, and you know the Bruins are going to counteract it. That's, you know, great adjustments by Berube for game two, and I would expect that Cassidy's going to make adjustments for game three. And look, the end game for St. Louis is still the same, and they won this part of the end game last night, which was really big, which is control the first line for the Bruins. Because if that line gets going, you're not beating this team. I mean, that is a great line. But the Blues did a fantastic job at betting them last night. You know, they got a couple of looks anyway, but weren't able to really get going in. They did a phenomenal job of shutting down the bluff of power play.
True. And that thing has been terrific all through the postseason, the Boston power play.
Yes.
Dave, how's the action been going on the NBA Finals?
It's been heavy, and it will continue to be heavy. The Raptors are a good story, and the Warriors are the Warriors. So the volume is really big for this game and for the series. And it does look like it's turning into one of those shrubs versus squares battlegrounds, at least on the opening game, where the public is buying the Warriors and the Chopper Dollars are on Toronto.
Mm. Interesting. Interesting. Of course, Toronto with the home court advantage in this one. Obviously, Golden right. State with the experience factor, but no Durant. Hasn't been a problem yet, but sooner or later, it might rear its ugly head.
Well, it could. They get Cousins back tonight. I don't know how much action they'll see, but at least is available. So that's, I would guess, at least a little bit of a plus. But Toronto's got Kawhi Leonard, and you've got two MVPs that are battling it out here. Interestingly enough, even one is not a playoff MVP, but that to me is maybe the better bet as opposed to betting on the teams is betting on the two MVP options, because if Golden State wins, Curry's going to end up as the MVP. He hasn't won one yet. His teammates really want to get him one. And if the Raptors win, then Kawhi Leonard is going to be the MVP, and that's a lock.
Dave, native Iowan Nick Nurse, the head coach of the Toronto Raptors, Steve Kerr, tons of experience. How much do you factor in coaching in playing in a game like this?
I don't. They're both good coaches, obviously. Nurse is taking the Raptors where they haven't been before. Nobody's going to, obviously, Kerr knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even, it's not really, I don't really handicap that into anything, because you can have an opinion on a guy as whether he's a good coach or a bad coach, or a good manager or a bad manager, but there's no way it's completely random as to whether they're going to do something great or terrible. within the confines of one individual game. So I don't see it. You might be able to look at that in terms of long-range projections, but in any one game, it's not a factor.
Now, I know Davey Martinez has a different story for you, Dave, so, okay?
Yeah, he stinks. He's terrible, and he's not going to be managing the team that much longer. But you still can't. You can't go to a game and say, well, I wonder if Martinez is going to put the wrong guy in, so I've got to bet the other side. You just can't do that.
You already got a winner today with the Giants, so that's a good start to the day.
Yeah, it means I only have one other game, and that's in progress now, and that's the Diamondbacks. And that looks like it's just going to be a complete free-for-all. Both pitchers were terrible early. So the worst thing I can do is break even, or I'll win a couple of units on the day. And that's a nice position to be in.
Not bad. And this year in baseball, I want to ask you this. With all the home runs and with everything going on, I mean, overlook is looking pretty good in a lot of these baseball games, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's in the numbers. It's not like the odds makers have a pillow over their head and haven't been seeing what's going on, so you're seeing higher numbers.
Right.
And, there's no particular advantage. You can't just blind bet overs and come away with money. So, and there's some teams that can't hit. So that, that factors into it as well. Now it's still an individual game thing. I will say this. Some of the books are seeing more first five-inning action than in the past because bettors, particularly more sophisticated bettors, appear to be hesitant to play full games because you just don't know what you're going to get out of any bullpen from one night to the next. It's completely random.
Hey, before we let you go, we're starting to see some college football early lines come out. And they're interesting. Like, Iowa Northwestern today in Chicago. Iowa, 3-point favorite, and Iowa seemingly can't beat Northwestern over the last handful of years. So, somebody knows something about that one.
Well, I think the general consensus is Northwestern might be a little bit down. And Iowa's going to be pretty good. I don't think they're going to be great, but they're going to be a solid football team. They've got some good pieces in place, and it's a solid staff. So I can see Iowa being the early favorite in that game.
A lot of time to get your bets in as far as Iowa Northwestern till October. Oh, hey, Dave, enjoy the hockey and enjoy the basketball. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good, guys. Have a great weekend.
Dave Kokin from Las Vegas joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM. 3:35, we're going to take a break. As we head to break, going to give you an opportunity to pick up tickets to see one of the great bands of Eastern Iowa, and that would be Hairball. They're going to be coming to Vet Stadium on Saturday, July the 6th, and we've got tickets all this week for you. Tickets are available right now at the Colonel's Ticket Office or online at colonels.com, and we're going to present caller number 6 with tickets to see that particular show right now at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Go ahead and call. Kyle will get your information, and we'll let you know who our winner is. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit of Cedar Rapids River King indoor football after this here on KGYM.
Sunshine, grass, beer,
baseball.
You call that a strike? Best seats ever.
Best seats ever.
Home run. High five.
Hot dogs.
Happy family.
Happy, happy family.
Twins tickets.
Twins tickets.
That's hit a long way.
Twins tickets. Get them now. TwinsBaseball.com.
The Grill Works in Marion is a grill master's dream. Stocked with over 200 sauces and rubs, grills, smokers, and accessories, they have everything you need. Even free classes to up your grilling game. Need some barbecue advice? This is their passion. Beginning June 5th, tune in here on the Gym each Wednesday at 5 for the grilling tip of the week. And let the Grill Works make you the grill master you deserve to be. The Grill Works, your grilling and smoking headquarters. Visit them on 8th Avenue in Marion and on Facebook.
The Home Depot is making it easy to turn your favorite moment into the perfect color for any room with the Project Color app. Upload any image, then discover the colors and paint to match. Now you're a swipe and a click closer to everything you need for your next project. Explore the most popular colors and trending palettes to find your perfect paint. Get a colorful new experience with the Project Color app, then shop our best brands, with gallons starting from just $25.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
When it comes to the playoffs, coverage is everything. The same applies to the wireless game. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get full nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, but for up to 50% less than those big carriers charge. For the exact same high-speed networks, it's like getting full-court coverage at half-court prices. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Need to wax your car but can't find the time? New 303 Touchless Sealant is the faster, better, smarter way. Spray on and rinse off. That's it. Get that Just Wax shine and protection in minutes, adding hours back into your day. The brilliant protective shine in 303 Touchless Sealant lasts up to 6 months, twice as long as traditional wax. It works great on glass and wheels, too. More protection and shine, less effort and time. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
.39 back with you here in the gym class on KGYM for this Thursday. Congratulations going out to Mike in Cedar Rapids as he picked up the tickets to see Hairball coming to Vet Stadium on Saturday night, July the 6th. And coming up this weekend, it will be Cedar Rapids River Kings football as the River Kings will welcome in the unbeaten Rattlers. And to talk about that and all things River King football, Reggie Harris, the general manager for the River Kings, joining us in studio. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, except you said unbeaten. I mean, that kind of...
Hey, they might not be when they leave, though, right?
Let's hope not. That's kind of an ominous tone to start with, but that's okay. It's okay, I'm used to it.
Very good. Well, tell us, give us a little background. You're new to Cedar Rapids, obviously, and... tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got here.
Long story, very surprising story. So I've got a background in sports, pro sports, arena football, was general manager down in Kansas City many moons ago, working in the Arena Football League with the then Kansas City Brigade. And this opportunity here came up in March. Our ownership group owns two franchises in the IFL. So the general manager that was here elected, I know this will shock you, he elected to go to San Diego.
What?
Yeah, I mean, it's because you're a single guy in your 30s, and they say, would you rather go to San Diego or stay here?
Yeah,
and
they have a TV show, What Would You Do, Reggie? Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I got the phone call and said, hey, we've got this opportunity. That franchise needed some immediate help, and with him relocating there, I got the call to see if I'd be interested in dusting the old shoes off and coming up here to help out. So, been here since March.
This team has shown flashes of being competitive, but the record doesn't really reflect that. What do you see in this team right now? And not a long way to go left in the regular season.
Not a long way to go. I think there's still a couple of wins on our schedule, though. I will say that. And there's probably two or three wins that we've left on the field this year. That momentum, boy, when it reaches out and grabs you, negative or positive, it's terrible. So we've had a couple of bad breaks. I like our quarterback situation right now. We've got a young kid in Dalton, Oliver, that should be starting for us this weekend, that showed some real good signs in the second half against Quad Cities, and then having another week off to get himself more acclimated, I think is going to help us on the field. So we've had some consistent play in the return game and special teams, and I think we're just that one little ball bounce in the right way from putting it together and stringing a couple of wins together.
As you mentioned, Dalton Oliver stepping in at the quarterback role, and I'm not really telling something that people don't know that follow football, quarterback's a pretty big position. And you got to have a guy out there that can claim that position. And maybe it's Dalton's time.
Yeah, you know, at any level of football, quarterback kind of drives your success ratio. And we've had some good quarterback play this year, and we've also had some struggles. Young guys, every one of our quarterbacks have been really young. And I think that's something that we have to take a step back and understand as well, is it's these guys are learning. Most of these guys that have played for us this year, this is the first time they've played indoor football. And it is a learning curve. You can't just step right in. So we've done well managing and getting these guys up to speed, and hopefully Dalton's going to get us a couple W's.
Reggie, all these guys were excellent players in college. There's no question about that. My question to you is, with your experience, how do you go about evaluating and acquiring players, knowing that the NFL is up there, the CFL, that maybe the XFL now, I don't know, and other leagues out there? How big of a challenge is it?
It's extremely challenging. You mentioned XFL. We just had a player that left us this week for an XFL tryout. So the big challenge with that is not only being able to recruit and identify talent, but then keeping them here. Because the better they are, the more likely they are to get picked up to go somewhere else or have an opportunity in the offseason, which, of course, is what we're about. We want to develop the talent. We want these guys to be able to go up and move on from us, but it makes it challenging for us to get some of that chemistry together, keep guys together, and be able to put a competitive product on the field every week.
Yeah, very much so. And not only doing that, but also I know you guys have done a lot of things in the community. You want to get out there. You want to get the brand name of the River Kings established here in Cedar Rapids. That's one of your goals, I know.
Big goal of ours. Obviously, we're in the community because of just being a football team, but that's not enough. As a football team and a sports organization in a town, I take it as a personal responsibility, and we take it as an organizational responsibility as well, to get out and give back, be involved in the community, work with the kids, work with some of the issues that face. We're not just here to play a game. We're here to actually build something, and that goes beyond just between the lines.
What are we going to see Saturday night? I know you're hopeful of a victory. There's also a good team on the other side, but what can fans expect?
You're going to see a rock concert that a football game broke out at.
Is that right?
That's what you're going to see. We're going to entertain you. You're going to have fun when you come to the game. There's going to be music. We've got some of the past dance team members from the prior indoor football team coming in to dance with our dance team this game. We've got some of the young kids coming out. We've got a football camp beforehand. I see you got the Hawkeyes behind you, so I may not should say this, but we got a former Iowa State Cyclone
That's
coming
fine.
To help.
That's fine.
He also played for the Oakland Raiders as well, so he's going to come help out at our football camp Saturday morning and then be present at the game to be an honorary captain as well. So there'll be plenty of entertainment going on during the game. Hopefully we get you a win at the end. I'll be the most depressed if we don't have the win, but everybody else should still go home happy.
It's an exciting brand of football, though, if you've never been to a game. I mean, win or lose, and I know you want to win, Reggie. But
but people have fun. They go to the game.
They do. I didn't realize how bad a loser I was until I got into pro sports, because they always tell you, you know, it doesn't matter to the guys that are in the game as much, but it does. I am miserable from the time we lose until we kick off the next game. So I've been miserable a lot this year, unfortunately. But it is. The entertainment value and seeing the kids smile after the game, seeing them getting the autographs, that type of stuff, that's why we do this at the end of the day. So we have to keep it in perspective.
Very much so. And I know with the River Kings brand coming in, getting things set up as far as that is concerned, this is a very good league and a very competitive league, you know, from Arizona to what they have in Des Moines, Quad Cities. And it's just it's a really good competitive league to be a part of.
It is. It's a good brand of football. Been around for a long time as well. So well established, and there's some stability there at the league level. That you always want to look for when you go out to compete and choose who you're playing against. Because obviously, the league is as strong as its weakest team. You always hear that, but it's really true. And we have 10 really good quality teams in the league this year, and that makes a big difference. Also in recruiting players and getting them to come play for us, too, knowing that they're going to be going against other quality competition.
How about tickets and how people can get a hold of those coming up for the game this Saturday night?
Lots of opportunity out there this weekend and next weekend, our last two home games. So you go riverkings.com is the way to look us up. Play at the U.S. Cellular Center. You can get them at the box office. Call our office as well for some of those different youth packages and those type things that we have going on.
And like to see, you mentioned youth getting there. If you got a team, you got a flag football team or your youth team or whatever the case may be, get a hold of you guys.
Absolutely. Give us a call because we're trying to embrace football. One of the things that you see at the youth level in football right now, the numbers are going down a little bit just because of what we now know about football that maybe we didn't pay attention to before. So we want to embrace working with kids, teaching them the right way to play the game, understanding the way that you can develop, still have fun. It's a great game. Obviously, I love it. I live it every day. But youth teams, we encourage them to reach out to us and see if there's ways for us to send our players out or even just have a way for you to get your team out to the game and be able to enjoy it from another perspective.
Two more home games coming up.
Two more. We're going to win. About to say both of them. Did you see that hesitation?
No hesitation.
I started to say it. Mark looked at me. I went, we got two wins at home left for you. So we're going to get it done.
Two opportunities, Reggie.
Two opportunities.
Yeah.
And Coach Dowdy also were saying the same thing.
Yeah. He better be.
Well, yeah, that's a lot of it as well. You got to have a good coaching staff. And Mark's, I know, one of the top guys as far as the IFL is concerned.
Yep, been around for a while. He's got a good staff. All three of those guys are working hard. And believe me, they don't like losing either. So they're going to be prepared. We'll have a team ready to go Saturday night that I think you'll enjoy watching them.
Yep, we will. And thanks. Good to meet you. Good to have you stop by. And best of luck in the last two home games this year.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us on.
All right. We'll take a break. Come back. Have more for you on the Gym Class. Stay tuned. More to come after this here on KGYM.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right, now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your Guy Smart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience. It's home field advantage for your hair. No appointment needed. Just download the Sport Clips app and check in. And don't forget a beard trim. Sport Clips. You choose the cut, we cut the weight.
The Boston Red Sox and New York Yankees, live from Yankee Stadium this weekend.
Saturday, starting at 5:30, here on the Gym, 1600 AM, KGYM.
Back back with you in the gym class at 3:52. Thanks to Reggie Harris, the new general manager of the Cedar Rapids River Kings, for stopping by on the program here today. Again, congratulations going out to Mike in Cedar Rapids. He picked up tickets to see Hairball. We'll have some more tickets, final pair, coming up tomorrow. Jeremiah Davis joins us to talk some racing tomorrow, and then we will have a topic. We got a couple we're kicking around a little bit, but we'll tweet it out tomorrow morning.
We will.
To let you know exactly what we are going to be talking about for a Friday. Just to update you on what's happening at women's softball, the NCAA championships. Top of the fifth inning, UCLA leading Minnesota 3-0. That one down in Oklahoma City. Double elimination tournament down there. We're going to close things up here and get you updated on state singles and doubles tennis going on at a couple of sites. And Randy Krejci set to join us right now to talk about it. And some at least good news, really good news, as far as one local tandem is concerned, Randy. And best news of all, no rain today.
Scott, are you there?
I am. Go. Yep, we're ready to go.
Well, here we are at the University of Iowa Tennis Complex, and I can only speak about Class 1A. I don't have any of the 2A results. But anyway, we have state championships decided. And first of all, to talk about a local team that did extremely well, the state champions in Class 1A doubles happened to be from Cedar Rapids Xavier. And Emily Jasper, the great basketball player for Xavier High School, teamed with Miyako Coffey, a sophomore for Xavier, and they are the state champions. They defeated the number one seeds from Waterloo Columbus, Taylor Hogan and Elise Trost, in straight sets to grab the state championship. Taylor Hogan, of course, was the champion with Olivia Fain a year ago from Waterloo Columbus. And this year, the Xavier duo won it all. So next up for Cedar Rapids Xavier, they will be playing in the state team competition at Johnston High School on Saturday morning. Also, the third and fourth place match went to the twins from Shenandoah High School, Nicole and Natalie Gilbert. They're both juniors, and they had kind of a Hawkeye 10 conference championship match for third and fourth place in the state of Iowa. They defeated a team from Glenwood. And then in fifth place, Davenport Assumption won four matches over the course of the 2 days, and Lauren DeLulio and Carolyn Bush are fifth place in the state of Iowa. Waverly Shellrock claimed the sixth place finish with Katie Wichman and Sadie Hansen, two seniors there. And seventh place went to Estherville Lincoln Central, and Cedar Rapids Xavier, they had another doubles team in the tournament, Sarah Abuname and Maddie Abuname, and they finished eighth place in the state of Iowa. As we look at the singles championship, a rarity there. Two players from Fairfield High School squared off for the state championship, and the number one seed won it all, Yana Gaskill. She defeated Anata Charunkun from Fairfield High School for the state championship. Oddly enough, Anata was the two-time defending state champion, but came up short against her teammate. Third place went to Sophie Walker of Red Oak, but Macy Harris of Grinnell ended up in fourth place. Also from our area in sixth place, Brooke Johnson finished the year 16-4. She's going to go play for Winona State next year. She's from Pella High School. She won 80% of her matches, finished sixth in the state of Iowa. And then Caroline Hutchison, an all-conference player for Mississippi Valley Conference from Dubuque-Wallert. She's only a sophomore. She got seventh place in the state of Iowa, and she will lead the Dubuque-Wallert Golden Eagles against Waterloo Columbus on Saturday morning at Johnston. And Olivia Phillips, who will be going to Wartburg to continue her education and her tennis play, she's from Waverly Shellrock. She finished eighth in the state of Iowa. So that kind of wraps it up from the Class 1A state tournament. They are still playing in Class 2A at Bettendorf High School. But next up for all these 1A competitors, as we leave the University of Iowa, they'll be going to Johnston High School, and they will be playing team competition for Class 1A. And, of course, the Cedar Rapids Xavier Saints will be there, and they will try to follow in the footsteps of their boys team that won the state title in Class 1A in boys high school team tennis. That happened last Tuesday in Ankeny. So that brings us up to date at this point, Scott Unash.
Yeah, it does. Thank you, Randy. Appreciate all the help over the last few years, last few days. And they've just completed two-way doubles, just to let you know, and the Cook and Mungelli fell. So they finished up in second.
Oh, great. Okay, and do you want me to stop by and see you tomorrow, or you want me to just wait till the weekend?
I'll let you know tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good. Well, keep up the good work, and have fun there with the gym class.
Thanks, Randy. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Randy Krejci checking in from Iowa City with us here on the program. So congratulations to Coffee and Jasper. I know the both parents. So they got to be happy people.
Great accomplishment.
Great accomplishment for them. As I mentioned, we'll have a topic coming your way tomorrow for you on the gym class. We'll let you know that on social media tomorrow morning. Got a couple of ideas that we're kicking around in our head. We haven't finalized it as of yet, but we do have the NBA Finals Game 1 coming up tonight for you, as it'll be Toronto hosting Golden State. We'll have it at 7 o'clock, 1600 a.m. and 106.3 FM.
Jeremiah Davis joining you tomorrow, and weather looks good for racing tomorrow.
Yeah, the Big 8 series will have their late models in town tomorrow night. That should be a lot of fun. Also, a lot of baseball and softball being made up tonight from games that were postponed earlier this week. So check with your school out there. And I know there's a bunch of them that weren't necessarily publicized as far as their times of starting and the dates are concerned. Wash and Jeff, for example, they're going to play a doubleheader tonight over at Mount Mercy. And that's a big doubleheader. They're all big, but obviously that one with Wash and Jeff going at it is going to be a fun one.
Check your pitching staff.
As these games build up. This is the nightmare of all nightmares with the new pitch count rule that went in last year. You're going to be going down. There's going to be a game or two. You're going to be going down the line saying, you pitch? Have you pitched before?
There will be. That's no joke.
It's not a joke. I mean, that's the way it's going to be. And the coaches know who's pitched and who's not pitched. So it's not quite as bad as that. But still, with all these rainouts and doubleheaders stacking upon doubleheaders, yeah, it's tough as far as pitching is concerned for baseball and even softball as well out there. But the coaches will do their best to make do with that. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 3. Stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That's coming your way next right here on KGYM. Have a great night, everybody.
Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4.